Firstly, Neil, were you happy with the response from the players in terms of the performance tonight?
Brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant response.
Was there? Have you had an explanation for the reversal of the decision?
Yeah. The linesman thought he was 1 yard behind play, then corrected his position. So he gave the offside and then thought I was 1 yard behind play, so he might be onside. That's the exact response we got.
So he might be onside.
He might be onside. Okay. And then he books me for asking, how do you make that decision? How do you override it? It's a shocker. Well, 1-0 up, James. It's an absolutely appalling decision.
And at the end, though, the team kept fighting to the end. Some real goal mouth moments. You would have been happy with the character the team showed.
I'm delighted with the character. I'm delighted with the team. It just makes you question whether or not it's all worth it. You stand out there, you put a shift in like that, and you get dealt with this hand again, time and time and time again, and we're not allowed to question it, say anything about it. Respect campaign, but each week you're just getting dished the same rubbish, and that's not fair. And to linesmen, just go, I've got my position wrong, I've retracted my decision. It's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Difficult, I know, to look at the positives maybe, but Charlie Oliver, superb strike.
Superb strike, superb goal, managing the game. Superb. Everyone, Curtis Jones came in, young Sam behind it, Scott behind it, really good performances. But we are up against it.
Did you feel, in terms of the first quarter of the game, probably Ryland's probably slightly the better, but your side... I mean, it's a side that's got delicate with confidence at the moment, but you really settled down, and by the end of the half, you were good value for the lead.
We tried to nullify Moulton. We did that with Jan, so we knew the first 20 minutes we'd have to just surrender our shape slightly. Jan got the better of Mo. We then got our two midfielders on, got our front three going, our full-backs going, and everything was good. Super strike from Charlie. Dead confident at half-time. We don't change anything. We defend the set-piece superbly well, and then that, it goes to 1-1. And then you talk about a side with, like, confidence, the rocked... And then they go and get the winner, and then we try. We've got a couple of penalty appeals, and we don't get it for a game that we have had snatched away from us.
And Guy Hall, uncharacteristic, really get caught in possession. Yeah. On the touchline.
Yeah,
there.
Can't do that on the second goal, but I can't criticise his performance for one mistake. My sole criticism goes with the referee and the linesman.
Good to see Curtis Jones back in full 90.
Yeah, he should have only had 60, but obviously we were limited, and then we lost Charlie Munro to another injury. We knew Charlie Ennis has kind of bandaged himself up and play with a dead leg. He's had to come on. But just really pleasing performances out there on the park tonight.
And Bennett and McLaughlin got decent creativity.
Yeah,
in the
Bennett
middle.
Bennett was great. I thought McLaughlin was playing the more advanced role. I thought we got a lot of joy through Woodcock and Gabidon. We stretched them, we caused them problems.
And Trevon Bryan at the end just showed signs of what... How dangerous he could be if he could just get to the end product, I suppose.
He came and apologised about Saturday. He said he was nowhere near good enough. He said, if I get an opportunity again, I want to show you his quality's not in doubt. It's his application sometimes, but he's a great lad. He's learning his trade. But I'm trying to pick these lads up. This really, really means something. This isn't a gimme. This means something to everybody. And you're trying to pick lads up in there who are absolutely devastated from a game that... We control has just had it snatched away from us from an appalling decision. I could keep saying it all night, but it literally makes you wonder why you do it, because there's no point putting yourself through that, sending your blood pressure over the edge, and then you get that. It's just not even worth it.
Finally, Phoenix Trophy, though, game to be won. FC, not mathematically, people booking their flights and so on, but a job still to be done Sunday.
Looking forward to the break and looking forward to the Phoenix game on Sunday. It should be good, and if we can get a win, we cement our qualification. Looking forward to it, and hopefully the crowd can come out. The crowd were excellent tonight. They knew it was injustice. They could feel it. Thought they were brilliant. They started off a little bit shaky, but rightly so, the crowd, because we haven't been getting the right results, but they really got behind the lads and sent a lot of lads off with a really good applause. But
indeed.
Yeah, it just wasn't to be.
Yeah, that's a good sign off that the crowd were excellent tonight, and good voice and really behind the team. Neil, I know it was a difficult interview. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right. Cheers, James.